Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
I'm John Batson with my colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author of a new book, Noble State, about the superiority of a constitutional monarchy compared to a state that must combine the head of state and the head of government in one person. It gets confusing. We see this because the presidentialism of the U.S. is a prime example of how wearing two hats can be confusing, whereas in Britain, Mother Britain, King Charles is the state. The government is Sir Keir Starmer, who's struggling. King Charles, however, has problems that all previous heads of state have had when they're kings, which is second sons. And Gregory, we don't much talk the gossip. And Harry, the second son of King Charles, is a troubled person. Fine. Andrew, however, King Charles's brother, acts malevolent. I can't tell. I can't read these things. But reading the Roman Empire, for example, in the late 2nd century AD, there was an emperor, Severus, who left his will that the kingdom should be divided between his two sons, Caracalla and Gata. Caracalla had a solution for sharing, which was to murder his brother. That's not available to Charles. So, given that you have recommended a constitutional monarchy, is Andrew a threat to the realm, his bad acting?
No, I don't think so. We have to bear in mind that from the days of Caracalla to today, the position of monarchs around the world has changed dramatically. They tend to be heads of state, not heads of government. So they have authority, they have prestige, they have the ability to embody the principles of the society, but they are not the ones in charge of the mechanisms of statecraft in many respects. So the second sons, whilst they might be jealous, they might be directionless because they believe they've been robbed of their birthright, they're not really in a position to threaten the throne other than to make things embarrassing for the king or queen who's regnant. And that, by the way, is definitely a problem for King Charles to face with Andrew particularly, but also with his son, Prince Harry. The reality is that when you have a monarchy and you have the primogenitor, whether male primogenitor or absolute primogenitor, the successor to the crown is known and trained throughout his life to take the throne when the opportunity is presented with the death of the monarch or the abdication of a monarch. That's fine. But the spares, as Prince Harry likes to refer to himself, are not trained for that. They start forgetting that they have no purpose other than as a backup. And when the backup position goes away, as it went away for Prince Andrew, as he was then, and later for Prince Harry, they start to say, "Well, what am I? I've been absolute freedom to do what I want. I'm a celebrity. I can't make decisions. I can't be anything other than what I am. So I just become petulant and want what I want, spoiled brat syndrome." And they tend to lose their ability to discern what it is that they should regard as their duty. But you get the people a little further out, like in Britain today, you have the Princess Royal, Princess Anne, who was never really in a position to claim the throne, although that would have changed under the revised constitution. But she knew that she had no other job than to support the crown, and she's done it admirably. So have several others down the chain of who never really thought they were going to become successors. There was not going to be a real chance, like the current Duke of Edinburgh, So they get on and do the job of supporting the crown, and the job of the crown is to provide this continuity of identity for the society, to embody values which the society believes it has or should have or traditionally has had. You get people like Andrew and Harry who just forget that they have an opportunity to do a real job, and they instead become wastrels, spoiled brats, and the like. And I think the removal by the king of Andrew's titles and his orders and decorations, including the Order of the Garter, for example, his duchy of Duke of York, and then to strip him of the ability to be called prince, that really sent a message to Prince Harry, who I believe is now in the midst of negotiations to
make amends. 30 seconds, Henry. 30 seconds.
Yeah, he's trying to make amends with the king at the moment. I don't know whether the king can afford to let him do that. I think the king has to either say, give up all your nonsense, come home and be very quiet, or else you'll suffer humiliation.
Gregory Copley, the book is Noble State, about the constitutional monarchy as opposed to either all constitution or all monarchy, of a happy compromise. Once upon a time, it could have been available to the United States. We went in another direction. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.